Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Today, a Christmas special, Heaven Rejoices by Ken Parker.
Thank you. They announced the birth to Mary in the privacy of her own room. They sang of it in the sky over Bethlehem, and all of heaven rang with their praises on that glorious day. But long before that day, before the earth existed, before God had spoken any part of the universe into being, the council of the eternal Godhead made plans, while the angels watched with wonder. Foundation of the world, amid the wonder of the angels, the Godhead discussed the mystery of the incarnation. All of heaven knew that one day man's rebellion against God would condemn him to death. But here was the wonder. God the Son agreed to leave heaven and become one of these creatures called man. He offered to take mankind's penalty of death upon himself. The angels were stunned. Expressed. Sin reared its ugly head and brought the curse of God. But with that curse came the promise that in the fullness of time, God would provide a Savior who would be His Son.
When time and space became the measure of God's universe,
angels glory in creation from the very first. But one among their number would bring creation's curse when he lifted himself above the will of God. And in the sin of Satan, the sin of man was latent, and time began its patient working out of God's plan. And all mankind did fall, heeding Satan's tempting call. So now the stage is set, just a little longer, yeah. But when the fullness of time has come, God will send his son, made of a woman, to redeem those under the law. And the Son of God will rescue men, help them understand. Though they are sinners, they can be free, placed as sons in God's family.
The fullness of time is come. The fullness of time is come. The fullness of time is come. The fullness of time is come.
So time continued on its path with purpose and design. Men began themselves and doubt the plan divine. The kingdoms came and went with only traces left behind. And on, relentless time went on. But now the beast has quickened, the sin of man has sickened, the love of God for wicked men has come to full bloom. Our preparations made, hours into minutes made, time's focal point is near, and the Lord will soon appear. But when the fullness of time has come, God will send his son, made of a woman, to redeem those under the law. And the Son of God will rescue men, help them understand. Though they are sinners, they can be free, place their sons in God's family.
God would send his son. The words echoed through the great expanse of eternity. The cherubim who guard the holiness of God cried out in wonder. The seraphim who sing praise to God for his mighty power were struck with awe. The angels who traveled to and fro with his messages were hushed in small groups trying to discern God's reason. Why should the Son of God become a man?
Understand the reason.
There was no slowing of the preparation for the incarnation of God's Son. Gabriel, one of the chief messenger angels, was dispatched with news for a young woman named Mary. She could not believe what she heard. Is anything too hard for God?
It's possible.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible. In heaven, he is known as the Ancient of Days, the Lord God Almighty. On earth, however, in daily conversation with men, the Son of God would need a name. At the same time, a problem arose. Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, needed some reassurance. He did not understand that the Holy Spirit had created the child's body now in Mary's womb. So God sent an angel to reassure Joseph about his marriage and to tell him the name that God had chosen for his son.
Sitting all alone, Joseph wonders what these things could mean. Confusion in his mind makes a little sleep a welcome thing. As he sleeps, an angel from God steps into his dream. The angel quiets his fears with the wonderful message he brings.
You call him Jesus, for he shall save the world of our sin. You call him Jesus, what a name from heaven God did send. You call him Jesus, for he shall be the sinner's friend. Jesus,
Jesus,
blessed Jesus, call him Jesus,
call him Jesus.
Joseph then awoke, wondering at the message given to him. The promised one from God would be raised as his nearest kin. Suddenly he knew his confusion was near an end. He'd go to Mary and tell her just what the angel told him.
You call him Jesus, for he shall save the world from sin. Call him Jesus,
the day approached for the birth of Jesus. There was a command made by the Caesar of the Roman Empire, whose name was Augustus, that everyone should return to their own birthplace to pay a tax. This was a long and difficult journey for a woman who would deliver a child in a few days. Finally, they arrived in Bethlehem, only to be denied a room in the local inn. The one who created all things, the one whose slightest desire commanded the best that heaven offered, was born in complete obscurity in a manger.
Sitting on the throne of heaven, majesty supreme, only holy angels there to view the glorious scene. No one would deny me. His word results were free, and heaven, he found his word to be another thee. Oh, was that not the same?
Yes.
a glorious burst of praise. The angels were filled with wonder at all that had happened. Time and eternity had touched. Infinite and finite were linked. The eternal purpose of God was locked in the arms of a young mother. There are no shadows in heaven. Light and truth fill every corner. But look, along the dark wall of the stable, the flickering lamplight casts an ominous shadow. For a moment, a shudder passes through the heavenly host. It's the shadow of a cross.
Something in the words of the manger that reminds me of the cross he will bear. Cradled above the ground by the wound they so brown, I somehow see a cross in the air. I know that in the tomb they will lay him. They will wrap him in the clothes of the grave. As a babe, I see him now, but somehow I must allow that these swaddling clothes forebode a burial cave. While shepherds watch their flocks in the moonlight, the angels sang of God's announcement grand. And there's something in the way they pass the great men of their day to tell those who kept the sacrificial lambs. So I think I understand the manger birthplace, and I think I understand the reason why. He was born just as he was, to fulfill the Father's call, to be the Lamb of God who was to die. In the shadow of the cross.
Soon the attention of both heaven and earth turned to a great new star aflame in the sky. Eastern wise men recognized it as a sign of the birth of the King of Kings. So they began their journey to Bethlehem.
Onward they traveled, their eyes on the star. Days, weeks, and months passed as they traveled far. Down through the valley or desert and plain, then resting to mount up again. Never more close to the star shining. Distance grew greater with each passing night. One journey's gains were soon lost to the sight of a star would be them to Jesus. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, one star proclaimed in a new heaven's source.
Few moments, we have looked at the Incarnation from heaven's viewpoint. And while angels participated in the Christmas story, it is still mankind, that is, you and me, who are the center of its focus. It was our sin that made Jesus' birth and later his death necessary. Our sin blights our best dreams, and with death, finally robs us of time.
Time just runs through you, and dreams elude you. Once the good life seemed to pursue you, now the things you wanted most have vanished like a ghost of all your cherished dreams. Running blindly from the light that taunts you, trying hard to hide the gift that haunts you. Your dreams have led you on a chase, and time cannot erase the guilt you feel inside. For time on its gossamer wings seems to fly away, like a will-o'-the-wisp leading you on in vain. Just out of reach, your dreams in midair seem to melt away, moving day to day. Love in glory. Now better than the dreams you've dreamed, can longer than all time. His life in Jesus Christ.
Of gold or the moon.
2,000 years have passed since that momentous night in Bethlehem. Millions of men and women have made the same discovery the wise men made. Kneeling before the Lord Jesus, they have found more than a baby and more than a man. They have found a Savior. And every time someone receives Christ as Lord and Savior, heaven rejoices. Our Lord said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Yes, heaven rejoices.
Heaven Rejoices by Ken Parker. You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.